Welcome to the Industry Debate, The Next 5 Years, recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016. I'm chairing this debate. My name is Ben Atkins, and I'm a trustee of the Oral Health Foundation and the clinical director of Revive Dental Care in Manchester. The speakers are established figures from the UK dental community and need little introduction. Dr. Sandra White, National Dental Lead, Dental Public Health, England.
Hello everyone, my name is Sandra White. I'm the National Lead for Dental Public Health in Public Health England. Public Health England is an executive agency of the Department of Health. My team is responsible for dental epidemiology, so the surveys in this country, for water fluoridation and for oral health improvement. And we also support our partners, the NHS England and the Department of Health and local authorities. I was a clinical dentist for 20 years, started in maxillofacial and then went into as a GDP and into special care. So I'm going to start with a thank you. And the thank you really is for being here today and being interested in what the future holds, because that's a real positive way to start, well done. And another thank you really, because in the last 30 years, oral health in this country has improved. Well done, everybody in the room, because you will have all contributed to that, so well done. Even industry has contributed to it. The Colgates and the Palmolives and the Oral Bees that have produced fluoride toothpaste, they've contributed too. So my talk today is a bit more on a global scale within England rather than individual dental practices. So it's really good news that oral health's improved. However, we also know that a third of our five-year-olds start school with dental decay, a preventable disease, a third of them. And we know that 12% of three-year-olds, and we know how long their teeth have been there when they're only three, 12% of three-year-olds have got dental decay. And the distribution of that is uneven, so that in some areas it's only 2%. Great for that area. In some areas, a third of our three-year-olds have got dental decay, and that's just not good enough. And we can do better. As a nation, we can do better. We also know, because of the Steel Review, that their adult oral health is improving, and alongside that comes the challenges of the heavy metal generation. The fact that we're having lots of people who have dementia, that have really complex dental needs, and how are we going to cope with that? If we're talking about the next 5 years, how are we going to improve the oral health of our children, and how are we going to deal with an elderly generation that have got increasingly complex dental needs and are living longer? The impact of it. What's the impact of all of the disease within our country? We know that we spend around £3.4 billion on NHS dentistry in this country. And that's without the private sector, £3.4 billion. Everybody in this room that's ever been in a dental surgery will know about the impact of pain and swelling and time off school and time missing work as well. So we have to remember the impact there. So what can we do about it? We've got prevention. Prevention comes glibly off the tongue. Individually, you will all be working with your own individual patients. You'll be giving them advice around the diet. You'll be talking about smoking, talking about alcohol, talking about sugar, advising them on fluoride. At an individual level, that's great. But again, we need to do more. We need to work at a population level. There's been a lot of talk on sugar recently in the media. I'm sure you've not missed it, and the surprise around the sugar tax that came out in the last budget. Again, we can look at how sugar is promoted at a national level, the marketing around that, what we can do at our local level. So I'm really going to leave you with thinking about the next 5 years and what your roles are as leaders. All of you in the room today, what are you doing in your local community? What are you doing in your local practices? What are you doing with your family and friends? I found recently that I hadn't ever told my sister the concentration of fluoride she should be having in a toothpaste. That's my own sister. And I'm thinking, what do we do with the people that we know? And how can we use our leaderships? We are in a strong position. And when I say leadership, I mean all of the dental profession, not just the dentists. Distribute that leadership, and what can we do? So that's how I'd like to leave you today. Thank you very much.
The Industry Debate, The Next 5 Years, was recorded at the Dentistry Show, NEC Birmingham, April 2016, by 2020dentistry.com, and audio post-production by Mads Vid. with a special thank you to all the speakers and participants for taking part in the discussion and allowing us to share it. Thank you.